Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Chaf Vav, and we are on Chaf He Amud Beis. We started the fourth parak of Masechta Shkalim yesterday when we spoke about what happens to all of the collections, the truma, and to the leftover truma, and the Shiari Lishka, and the Moser Shiari Lishka. That's what we're going to talk about. All of these cases. So yesterday, the first mishnah of the parak, we spoke about what is the truma used for. What we've been talking about in this whole masechta. They take the three times a year they have this trumas of the shkalim and a whole ceremony, and they say three times, should I be tarem? And he walks in without any pockets and without any hems, and just to make sure. But he goes in and maybe. You know, that they say maybe he should have put water in his mouth to go in, but no, instead of that, they just talk to him the whole time. So it's a whole big ceremony. What do they use that money for? So they basically use that money for all the tzibur stuff, right? All the tzibur expenses. That's what we said in the Mishnah. The carbon is to the animals bought for the carbon tamid, for the carbon musaf, for the omer, the shtei lechem, the lechem upon him. All of the items. Then the Mishnah said at the second half of the Mishnah, also the guards that guarded the fields, during Shemitah, they got paid from this money. Why? It's only used for carbon and sebor. Well, this is a tzarech of the carbon sebor, because you need to have the wheat that grows during Shemitah, where everything is hefker, and maybe there won't be any wheat left, so you have to make sure that there's wheat, so this is a tzarech of the carbon. So tzarech of the carbon is considered to be a carbon itself. But what do you mean? You have to have the guards? Why don't you just bring the wheat from Syria? Syria doesn't have halachas of Shemitah, but you can bring the wheat from there. The answer is, it must be you can't. Right? And that's why our Mishnah must be reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, who says, as the Gemara said here on Amud Beis, Rabbi Yishmael says that you can only bring the wheat from Eretz Yisrael, and not from, as right in the middle, Eina Omer Ba Min Syria. Omer can't come from Syria, and therefore, why do you have to have the guards? Because this is what is needed. Then we said that also, seems to be the shita of the Mishnah Menachos. Mishnah Menachos says, right, that all carbon is yachid and carbon is sibur, meaning minchas. Carbon is mincha of yachid and sibur. They come from wherever. Eretz, chutz la'aretz, chadash yachid, except for the omer and the shi'alechem. That has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And again, the Gemara says that must be Rabbi Shmuel's shita of ein omer ba min surya. So let's start again from the Eser Kedushos Mishnah. About six lines up, eight lines up for the bottom. Taman taninan. So we learned in the Mishnah. Eser Kedushos hein. As we know, the Mishnah tells us in Kalim that there are 10 Kedushos, levels of Kedusha, to Eretz Yisrael. Each level, as is quoted in the Mishnah, is there in Kalim, is reflected by a different halacha, right? This is, this has a higher level of Kedusha because these people can't go in here. And there's a higher level of Kedusha. Kedusha is reflected by Isurim, in general, in halacha, right? The Kedusha is man. How do you know Shabbos is Kadosh? Because you can't do Malacha. How do you know there's a Kedusha, a somewhat of a Kedusha of Chalamoid? Because you can't do certain Malachas. Kedusha is always, when it comes to, how do you know Kedusha is a Kohanim? Because they can't marry certain people and they can't do it, become Tamei Meis. Kedusha is always reflected in Isurim. Kedusha is Yisrael. Kedusha is Yisrael, as well. So, as a Kedusha says, so Eretz Yisrael, in the Mishnah above there, Eretz Yisrael is Mekudash Mikol Ha'aratzos. So what is the Kedusha? Shemevien Mimena Omer V'habikur Mishnei Alechem. Because you bring from Eretz Yisrael the Omer that becomes Mishnei Alechem, unlike Mashenki, Mevien Ki Mikol Ha'aratzos. And you don't bring, you can't bring Omer Mishnei Alechem and Bikurim from all the other lands. And again, the Gemara says, third time, Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Shmalhi. That Mishnah Kela must be reflecting Rabbi Shmal Shita. Because Rabbi Shmal says, Rabbi Shmal Amar, Ein Omer Ba Min Surya. Fine. We said we'll start off with, there is a question, the Gra. The Gra, in Kalim there, in Elio Rabba, that's the Gra's commentary on Kalim, says, Vahabikurim, says the Gra there, Ubikurim, so 2 points. Number one is the Gra. Bikurim lav mishum kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ela shehi chovas haaretz. The Eden Oheges Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. The Gra notes that Bikurim is different. Bikurim is not because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so it really doesn't really belong in this Mishnah. That what reflects the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Omer and Shtei HaLechem. Bikurim, the reason it's limited is not because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, says the Gra. Ela Shi Chovas Ha'aretz. Ve'inan Oheges Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. Ella Omer v'shtei halechem mashem mivien osa ella meretz Yisrael himishum kedushas eretz Yisrael. The Gemara already reflects that there's a difference between bikurim and Omer and shtei halechem on the list. We've quoted in the past the Tosfos in Baba Basra, who has the important two opinions whether bikurim is considered a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. Bikurim is different. Two differences I'll mention. Number one, it's the only mitzvah, in quotes, mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz, that you do before things grow. Usually, it's afterwards. Truma, and Trumas Meiser, and Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Ani, and Chala, all of those are after it's grown. I have a big pile, and I give something to the recipient, or I make a dough. Bikurim, the second it starts growing. Right, the second it starts growing, that already shows that it's a different type of gift, different type of mitzvah, number one. And number two, it's the only one that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. But all the other ones, okay, Maaser Sheni has Yerushalayim, but it's the only one that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, Truma and Maaseris. So again, that might those two reflect that there's a difference between Bikurim and the others. That's what Tosfos says in Baba Basra. There's a Havamina that Bikurim would be in the whole world, just like what else is in the same pasuk as Bikurim? Just like Basav Chalav is all the whole world, so too Bikurim. You don't have to have a mina by any other of the mitzvahs atzuliyos. So there's two days in the Gemara in Tosfos there, whether Bikurim is really in this category, number one. Number two, the other issue that I mentioned in that Mishnah, which is highlighted by the Gra, and that is asked by the Achronim, why does the Mishnah list off such a small group? How do you know Eretz Yisrael is more kadosh? Why doesn't the Mishnah say all the mitzvahs atzuliyos baretz? Why does it only say Omer and Shtei Lechem? So the answer of Soloveitchik answered that, no, the Mishnah here, as the Gra reflects, the Mishnah here is reflecting Kedushas Haaretz, not just Chovas Karka, and at root, the Kedushas Haaretz flows from the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is the most, let's start with the most intense, the Kodesh Kadashim, and then going out a little bit is the Heichal, and going out a little bit is the Azara, and going out a bit is the Ezras Nashim, and going out a bit is the Harabayis, but it all, it's like a concentric circles, that it starts from with the most intense within, and as it keeps going out and out, it gets a little more diluted, But what the Mishnah is referring to are the levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it says, Omer, She'alechem, and Bikurim, because those are the only ones that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. All the other ones are nice mitzvahs, atluyas, ba'aretz, but there's two elements of Kedusha Sa'aretz. There's the Beis HaMikdash element, and then there's the Eretz HaNifcheres element. There's another way that you might call it. Yishev Eretz Yisrael probably does not go by the Kedushas Haaretz Beis HaMikdash element, goes by the other. Okay, but either way, that's Rav Soloveitchik and other Achronim's Diyuk relating to that. There's Kedushas Haaretz and Kedushas Mikdash. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara now, Taman Taninan, we learn now in the Mishnah in Shvius. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim. Bacharish uvakatsir tishbos. Pashas is talking about Shabbos. Right, you can't plow and you can't harvest on Shabbos, right? Two of the malachas, Bacharish v'Katzir Tishbos. So we darshin, Rabbi Shmuel darshins, Machlokas Tanam, how do you darshin that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishus, Avkatzir Rishus. Just like the Charisha discussed that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is a Rishus. What does that mean? There is never a plowing in halacha that is a mitzvah. There's never a plowing that's a mitzvah. You're going to plow in order to get the Omer? No, but you don't need that, because if you find a plowed field, just use a plowed field. You don't have to plow it l'shem mitzvahs ha-Omer. So there's never a plowing that's considered a mitzvah. So the Gemaras or Yisrael Darshans, just like plowing is Asar on Shabbos, and the plowing that's Asar on Shabbos is Rishus, it's not mitzvah, because there is no mitzvah plowing. So Macharish Rishus, Av Katzir Rishus. So too, the harvesting that is Asar on Shabbos is only harvesting that is Rishus, that is non-mitzvah. Yasa Katzir HaOmer Shehu Mitzvah, excluding the Katzir HaOmer, the harvesting of the Omer, which is a mitzvah. You have the whole procedure mentioned in Mishnayos and Menachos, how they used to cut the Omer. So Rabbi Shmuel darshins from here that Katziras Omer is Docha Shabbos, right? If the second day of Pesach is Shabbos and you go down and you have to cut the Omer in wherever it was, Motza, wherever it's described, where it was cut from, So that's Docha Shabbos. You compare it just like the Harisha that's Aser on Shabbos is only Aser, the Harisha of Rishos, which it always is. So I've got your Rishos. So the Ksira Omer is Docha Shabbos. And the Gemara says, and this is Rabbi Shmuel Darshaning. And the Gemara now links Rabbi Shmuel Kedaite. Rabbi Shmuel must link this to Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Omer Bamana Surya. Rabbi Shmuel says, as we've said three times already in this daf, Omer has to be brought from Eretz Yisrael, which means even in Shemitah, even during Shemitah, you have to bring the Omer from Eretz Yisrael. Yatzak Zira Omer Shei Mitzvah. So just like the Korban Eidah explains, just like the Omer, the Mitzvah of Omer is Doche the Isser of Shemitah. Also, similar, it's Doche the Mitzvah, the Isser of Shabbos. Right, the Rabbi Shmuel puts this together. It has to come from Eretz Yisrael. That means it has to be Doche Shemitah, right? The harvesting of Shemitah, right? As invading Zerechel Osivsar and the Psukim in Bahar that's described that normal harvesting during Shemitah is not allowed. Right, do it in some unusual way, up to small amounts, different ways. That's what the Korban Eidah, how he explains the Gemara here. That's the Gemara linking the two Rabbi Shmuels. The Rabbi Shmuel of the Isser Shabbos being Nitche and the Isser Shemitah being Nitche. See in the Korban Eidah in the first couple of skinny lines, Haki Perusha, Rabbi Shmuel Lishitase, the Sover, She'ein Omer Ba Elamina Aretz, the Afila Bishvias Kotzer no Soba Aretz, the Ksir Didei Doche Shvias, the Bnei Shu Mitzvah, Vuadin, the Doche Shabbos. Those two go together. Mantana, Shomer, so now we continue. So Mantana, Shomer, Sichem, Mishvias, Nom, Leskar, Mishumas, Alishka. So now we get to our Mishnah. Right? We started with this, but now we're getting back to it. So who is the author of our Mishnah that says that the people who guard the fields during Shemitah, so you make sure that you have enough to bring the carbon to Omer and Shtei Lechem from. And we mentioned yesterday the Tosfos that what they guarded from, maybe they just guarded from animals. Maybe they just guarded and told people, don't come in here. But they didn't physically put up fences because that would be a problem. So who is that? Rabbi Yishmael. That must be Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says that the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Because according to other Tanoim, you don't have to have guards. Don't have guards. You'll bring from Syria if there's none left. So first opinion, the Gemara, maybe it's talking about it's only limited to Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Divrei Hakol Hi. Rabbi Yosa says no. Rabbi Yosa, the Amora, says maybe our Mishnah could be Divrei Hakol. After all, Lo Matzu B'Suria, Mivino Sami Svichas, Eretz Yisrael. What if Syria had a bad crop that year? So you bring it, right? You're allowed to bring it from Syria, according to other Tanaim, but obviously Eretz Yisrael is also, you know, possible. So therefore, because Eretz Yisrael is also possible to bring it from, so you need guards. You need Shomer Svichin, even according to non-Rebbe Yishmael Shitos, and therefore, our Mishnah could be from both. Our Mishnah could be from both, according to either Rebbe Yishmael or those who argue with him. Period. Ask the Gemara, how far do you go? We just said, during Shemitah, according to Rebbe Yishmael, for sure, you're allowed to cut the harvest normally, because you have to bring the carbon to Omer. Are you allowed to plant during Shemitah? Are you allowed to plant during Shemitah? Would they go that far? Hahein Omer, Maoshe Yizra Lachein Mitchila. Can you even plant during Shemitah, in order to have the grain grow? Right, so how far do you go? The Korban Eidah says, Maoshe Yizra Letzarcho Lachadchila Bishvias. The answer is the Gemara seems to say, of course not. Where's that? Because we compare it. Rabbi Chiya Barada Kabay Kumi Rabbi Mana, the Gemara says, Lo Nimsa, doesn't it come out that this is similar to Kikometz ala shirayim she'enam ne'echalin? Isn't this like bringing a kometz on shirayim that won't be ne'echal? We know every carbon mincha. Every carbon mincha is Yisrael. Right? What's the avoda of a carbon mincha? Right? Just like there are four avodas of a animal, shechita kapala holacha zrika, shechting, catching the blood, walking the blood, and sprinkling. So to the mincha, there's a Rashi in Sota that parallels. The mincha also has four avodas. You have kmitza, right, you do the kometz. The kohen sticks his right hand in, and he rubs the side with the pinky and the thumb, and whatever is under those three middle fingers is called the kometz. That's what's going to be burned on the mizbeach. And then you put that into a kli, that's like Kabbalah, and then you walk that to the mizbeach, and then you are maktir it on the mizbeach. Right, so those are the four avodos of a carbon mincha. So, the halacha is, though, as the Gemara is saying now, what happens if you're about to do the kometz, you're left to burn it on the mizbeach, which is then matir the shirayim. The kometz is matir for the kohanim, it's kachi kachim, so the kohanim can now take that flour and bake matzah and eat it for lunch in the azara. to this kachi kachim. What happens if in the interim, while the Kohen is walking to the Mizbeach with the Kometz, the leftovers, the Shirayim became Tameh, or became burned, or got lost, something happened to the Shirayim. The halacha is, you don't burn the Kometz. The Kometz is only burned if it's going to be matir the Shirayim. If it's not going to be matir, so then there's nothing to talk about. So you don't burn it. That's the Gemara, that's the halacha. So what are we asking here? Are you going to be able to plant during Shemitah in order to what? Wheat, in order to take the Kometz. But if you plant during Shemitah, that's going to be also to eat. Right? So you're not allowed to, so it's going to be, what are you saying? It's going to be a Kometz that you're going to, burn for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, because that's also a Karban Mincha. The song, let's say, the Omer at least. And so then, of course, you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Look at the Karban Eida. Lo nimsim nizra b'shvias kekometz al shirayim she'ena chalim she'i shirayim asurim ba'achila v'kometz she'enu matei shirayim la'achila eno kometz. So of course it shouldn't be allowed. Right? What did the Gemara say? How far does Rabbi Shmuel go? If you have, are you allowed to even plant during Shemitah in order to have it grow, in order to take from there for the Omer? But that wouldn't be a good Omer, because what, you're gonna be Kometz that, but then what's left over, you're not allowed to eat. So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's an exception. Because after all, we learned in the Mishnah back in Maseches Pesachim. Omer le, naaseh? No, I could still have a question. Naaseh, this should be like, this should be like the five things that are brought betumah, because they're tzibur ideas, even though they're not going to be nechal betumah, right? Carbon pesach is even nechal betumah, but maybe it should be like those five things that right, the Tikkun Chadin here quotes that Mishnah, Pesach Mayin Vav, Omer Shdi Alechem are part of them, Vahasam Vada Ain't Shirav Nechalin, right? Those five, if everything becomes tameh. So you still bring the carbon to Omer, Bituma, right? Tuma Hutra Bitsibur, even though you're not going to eat the leftovers. So maybe also here too, you should plant, not Tameh, but I'm talking about the Isra of Shemitah. So maybe it should be like those five. The question is not answered. According to the Tikkun Chadaton, right, it says that this defends the fact that there is a question, but the question is not answered. Some of the Achronim wonder, I saw in the Tel HaTorah in the back, how could the Gemara even have a havamina to compare? Like the Gemara, like if you have tumah hutra betzibur by a carbon sibur, that's very different than a personal mincha that the shirayim became tameh, right? If you carbon omer, like the Mishnah says in Pesachim, of course that's don't compare this to a regular private carbon yachid that the shirayim became tameh. So the Achronim wonder what the exact even havamina was. Tzorach la'ayin, I'm reading from the. Who is this? The Tel HaTorah in the back. The Tel Yetura? Okay, I'm not sure. Anyway, V'tzorach La'ayin, the Shum Bituma Hatam Yishum Tehum Tumotra B'tzibur Omishum Shatzitz Maratze Fahavi Lehashirayim Keheter. It's Ke'ilo the Shirayim are not Tameh. Avo Ba'alma Kol She'ein Shirayim Ein Kometz. So he's bothered by what the havamin is. Okay. General carbon mincha, as we know, once we brought up carbon mincha for a moment here, carbon mincha is a special type of carbon, as Rashi points out at the beginning of Perek Beis of Vayikra. Who brings a mincha? Someone who can't afford an animal. Can't afford an animal. And that's why an ani. And that's why it says the word nefesh by the carbon mincha, because nefesh kisakriv carbon mincha, because it's as if he's giving his nefesh. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if the ani is giving his nefesh, even though he's not giving an animal, but Kadosh Baruch Hu still considers it. Rachmana liba boy, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart, as long as your heart is into it, and this heart is into it, and therefore the ishei reach nichoach l'Hashem. They tell a story of the Arizal. The super ala hari shahayat tamid. I'm reading from the Otzvus HaTorah on this pasuk by Akara Mencha. Shaytamid ragil l'shabech as tamidu agadur of Chaim Vital. He used to say he loved this Talmud, Chaim Vital. My Talmud, he was very proud of him. He's amazing. So one time he said to his Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, but think about earlier generations. I'm a nothing. Right, I'm trying to do a good job in my door, but you know what? Hari katan she bedoros harishonim ayat tzadik v'chassid she'in ani magi el akevo. I don't come to his ankles. How can you keep complimenting me? And the Arizal told me, Da, kigdulas hanefesh eina tluya kfi maisa ha'adam hanira le'inayim. Right? It doesn't go by what you see on the outside. Ukefi azman vahador hahu maisa katan ma'od bedor hazeh shoko kakama mitzvahs bedoras harishonim. Right? A little thing in this generation is compared to an unbelievable thing in the earlier generations. And we have to know this, and he quotes from the Chidah here, this tremendous kochos atumah and sitra achra in the later generations. And even if we do less, right, we think about earlier generations and the Rishonim and how much they accomplished and how much they lived and what they knew. It's like even the greatest gedolei ador bizman hazeh can't come to the ankles up, but they do. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has his way of measuring. And every dor, you know, we don't know. Three mitzvahs in today's dor could be considered 1,000 mitzvahs in the previous dor. So that's what a karban mincha. Karban mincha is the anis karban. So our mitzvah is like a karban mincha. But it's still, this is what we do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and he, finds a special place in his heart to be able to have that. And there's a lot more about, karban mincha, echad amarbe, echad amamit, v'chulu. The, Rav Kook has a line which, again, people quote, but you have to look at all Rav Kook's writings, right? They quote Rav Kook on the Siddur. They say, Rav Kook says there's not going to be any karbanas in the future. Any animal karbanas, only a karban mincha. Sukkim and Chumis, you know, say the mitzvahs are never going to change, right? So to say there's not going to be any karban musaf, so you have to read this in a context and know what he's talking about. But he does say something that sounds like that, right? On the Siddur, right, on the pasuk that we said, on the tefillah that we see at the end of our tefillah, v'arval Hashem minchas Yehuda, Yerushalayim ki mi'alam Hashem kamonios. So Rav Kook says there, ba'alei chayim akrivim l'mizbeach, chal bahem atzma matikon adei hisalusam liyozevach Hashem. Ba'alei chayim, animals that are kukra v'an l'mizbeach, are raised up, behealos l'Hashem damam v'chalbam yihim ikr machon ha'nefesh. Masha'enkin ha'adam, asher belibo ha'mevin yaskil es ma'asei Hakarban v'yiskar v'lashem b'dayto avolase lavo shefa hadas yispashit v'yechter afilu b'balei chayim. In the future, even the animals will have das of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yiru v'lo yeshchisu b'chol arkachi ki mala arth das Hashem v'ha'akravatia oz shel mincha mehatzomeach ta'arev l'Hashem ki me'olam shem kanmonios. So if you read it closely, it sounds like in the future there's going to be so much das of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that the carbon minchas are going to be on the same level. Right? Hakarava tia ozen amincha te'arev l'Hashem will be as just as sweet to Hashem kimei olam Hashem kamanios. They say Beferis that there won't be karbanos. That's how he's quoted, but if you look closely, it doesn't have to be saying that. But that's, there's something special about a karban mincha, in the future as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Kate said it, Mitzrumas Alishka. So we get back to the Trumas Alishka. Remember we said in the Mishnah, some of the shkalim that the gizbar takes out, you're going to pay the shomrim with. The people that are guarding the fields, you're going to pay them with. We have a problem though. Why? Because the rule is that, as the Tiklan Chadin quotes, the Karban Eda, Ein Hektish Yotzi Belo Chilul. Kedusha does not evaporate in thin air. If I have something that's kadosh, the only way that I can remove his kedusha is if I switch it with something. Right? By Maaser Sheni. I Maaser Sheni money with kedusha. I switch the kedusha onto a fruit. I switch it onto money, so the fruit becomes chulin and the money becomes kadosh. You need a switch. You know, it's not poreach bavir. Okay, it's not kadosh anymore. It can't disappear. So the question here is: so I have the shkalim which has kedusha money. So I'm just going to give that to the workers for their guarding the field. Then they're going to have money that's kadosh. That can't be, right? We're not giving them shkalim money, and then they can't use it. So that's the Gemara's bother. So what do you do here? What does it mean that you pay them? There's got to be some way of some other way that it's working. So Kesedu Osa, this is what you do. Nota Mosman Shochani, what do you do? The Beis Hamikdash Gabbais, they go to a Stam money changer, they take borrow money, and they use that for the workers. Right? Notin Mosman Shochani, the Nosin Lakotsrin, Villa Shomrim, Achlikrafa Omer. They pay them. They pay them with chulin money. Right? And then what happens? Then when the grain is finally cut, what do? Then they take that grain, which is chulin grain, and then you take the shkalim, mevi ma'os mitrumas halishka umchalin alav. So then, once you have the grain, then you could switch the kedusha of the money from the shkalim onto the grain becomes kadosh, which you can use for the omer. The money now is chulin. You use that money to pay back the money changers. Right? Maybe Mosby chose a lishka machal and a love, and then you give that back to the shulchani. Wonderful. So the workers got paid with chulin money, and then the shkalim that you had, the kedusha of that went onto the wheat. Right? The wheat is now kadosh, and then the money, the shkalim are chulin, and you give that back to the money changers. So Gemara says, the tabukain, does this work? Is this good? What's the problem? Is this good? If you look at the Mefarshim, they explain the wheat that we take, we learned about in Menachos, the wheat that we take from the, for the field, for the carbon, Omer, you grind it and you sift it and you sift it and you grind it and you sift it and you grind it, all these things to get very, very fine, pure, just a little bit of the, of a flour from tons of grain. So the amount that we paid the workers and the shulchani is a lot more than the amount of grain that we're going to have, right? So how does the chul happen? It's not shava b'shava here, right? There's a lot more grain, and you're just going to be mechal. Ultimately, the grain, the flour that you're going to use for the omer is very small amount. So if a tavul kain, does this work? So the Gemara says, yeah. You know from the beginning how much is going to be. So that's the only amount of money that you need. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Ba, kol ma sheyitein, heinein dama mishar rishona. Right? They only gave the smaller value. Look at the Tiklan Chalitin. Heinein dama on the bottom. Ma sheyishar mimetel la'omer, hein dama v'shenasan ha'gizra mishar rishona. Yeah, that's, you only take the small, the amount. The gizra knows how much flour is going to be left in the end, and that's the only amount that you're dealing with in this case. Fine. Then the Gemara says now there's a parallel also. We have a similar type of way to pay workers with the following. Tani, af bepischi avanim kain. Right? Also, the ones that work with the stone ewers, right? Or the chiselers, that the stones that are going to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, for Binyan Abayis, also, they got money from the Gizbar, but they couldn't get it directly. Because again, they're going to get money directly, and it's going to be, Kadosh money, so you do the same thing. You take money from the stam money changer, and you pay the chiselers before they got their stones and before they chiseled out while it's still attached to the ground. Then you take chumas alishka money and then you do the whole switch. 1 second. The walls for Yerushalayim, they got paid from the chumas alishka? Right, we said already the people who guarded the fields, because that's already Tzorach HaKarban. But here, is this also Tzorach HaKarban? Says the Rosh Tzir Leo on the back, yeah. Because Kadshei Kalim could be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the walls of Yerushalayim are considered Tzorach of the Karban. That's enough to be called the Tzorach of the Karban. That's an important Ha'ara from the Rosh Tzir Leo, right? He didn't make it to the page here in the Oz V'Hadar new edition, but he's in the back. And he says, "Time of the Milsad Yerushalayim Kula Yesh La Kedusha Shochem B'Chalir Ma'ashesheni U'B'Choros V'Kachim Kalim V'Lach Meitoda." And therefore, that's what it is. V'Tavahi Kain. So the Gemara said the same thing. Is this aren't you going to take a lot less rock than you started with in stone? Rabbi Yosi Barbun B'Shem Shmuel Kol Ma'ashitin Hin Damei Amishar Rishona. Again, you only give the smaller amount as we said. Period. So everything we've said up until now was taken from the Chumas Alishka. Other items. Here we go. We could have a shear or two on each of these, but what could we do? Paraduma. Paraduma is not a regular carbon, right? Paraduma is burned on harazesim, but the paraduma is considered, the Gemara says elsewhere, chatas karya rachmana. It is called a chatas, so it's called a carbon sibur, and therefore the money also comes from the chumas alishka. Uvesir hamishtaleach. And the seer that's sent out by the, as we know, the seer Lazazel on Yom Kippur, the Lashon Shel Zahoris, and the ribbon that is used to throw in also to the fire of the Paraduma, along with the other ingredients, Boin Mitrumas Halishka. All of that comes from the Trumas Halishka. There is a Tosas about a Kama Daf Ayin Zayin Am Abeis. That's a famous daf. Not so famous for what it says. Ayin Zayin Am Aleph, remember in Baba Kama, has one line of Gemara and a huge Tosfos. So they're all about Paraduma. all that paraduma and tumas ochlin. So there's stories about some of the Bali Atosas who wrote that in jail the night before they were going to be killed in the, during the Crusades, and they wrote it in blood. There's a whole all the background to that story. But on Ayin Zanim Beis, you also have a Tosfos about paraduma. Tosfos there quotes our Mishnah, who says that even though the Gemara says in a few places that paraduma is considered kachi bedek abayis, has the level of kachi bedek abayis, not kachi kachim, but still, because the blood of the paraduma is going to be used to be mitar the kohanim, which would allow them to, so that's already considered enough tzarech of the karbon. So again, even though it's a couple steps removed, it's still good enough. So going to have yachol liyos sheba mimena minatorah hov tzarech karbonosi v'chulu, and it's called kachi kachi bedek abayis. The whole status of paraduma deserves its own shiur, and I'm sorry there's no Bavli or Yerushalmi on Maseches Para, but it does come up, but this is an important tosfos, Ayin Zayin Beis, even though it's kachi bedek abayis, but it says here it comes from Shubas Alishka, so it has to be the tzarech of the karban. So those are all items that come from the Trumas Halishka, because it's all tzarech of the karban. The following items come from the Shiare, Kevesh Para, the ramp, this fancy ramp that has to be built from Har Abayis to Har HaZesim, so that you make sure that they're not going over any tuma. The Kevesh Yer Mishaleach, the ramp that's built to take the Yer Mishaleach out, because people used to bother the Ish Iti that he, like when he brought out the seer, the Lashon Shebein Karnov, and the ribbon that went on the horn of the Seer Mishaleach, the Amas Hamayim, and the water channel that went through the Azara, the Chomas Ha'ir Megdalaseha, or the walls, the Chol Tzarchi Ha'ir Boin Mishiyari Alishka. Those came from the Shirayim that was left over. What you didn't take the Truma, you did the Truma, you took the whatever Shkalim, so whatever Shkalim were left inside, that's the Shiyari Alishka, that's what was used. One more line, Abishal Omer, Kevesh Para Kohanim Gedolim Osim Osim Mishal Atzman. Abishal said, no, the ramp of the Paraduma, the Kohanim Gedolim sponsored themselves. We'll have to see what that Machlokas is about, but that's the Machlokas about the Kevesh. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Kevesh next time. Okay, we'll stop here.